All right, check this out. A Fox News host just got fact-checked on air after MAGA has been spreading conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory regarding the catastrophic flooding in Florida. I break this down with friend of the show, Cameron Caskey. Drop a like, check out his channel below, and watch till the end for a surprise.
MAGA doesn't want to politicize the disaster in Texas, but also kind of wants to spread conspiracy theories about the weather. I'm Cameron Caskey with FY Pod. I'm joined today by my friend Adam Mockler. And Adam, it is very interesting to see how people are responding to this, including Ted Cruz, who took a little trip to Greece because Ted Cruz loves to take vacations when there are terrible disasters happening. Let's see what Fox has to say about that.
I don't understand the lack of compassion, the heartlessness, the lack of any kind of dignity, love, thoughts, prayers, a dollar, lend a hand, donate something, contribute, show up and help. From your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. Yes, you were on vacation with your family. Good for you, because you worked tirelessly for weeks, if not months, on that big, beautiful bill. And not a single one of the same Democrats now attacking you and President Trump dared vote for that bill that would help. And so the lies have to stop. But the sheer lack of compassion and heartlessness is something I just cannot abide, acknowledge, and accept.
I will say the double standards actually enrage me. This dude has dipped from his state multiple times during natural disasters. And then when people are actually struggling due to Republican policies, they virtue signal on TV. Yet when it's any blue state, like we talked about this, in California, they'll make fun of Governor Gavin Newsom's name. Donald Trump and other Republicans in a top-down way will call to deport Mom Donnie. They'll make fun of Hoffman after he got shot in Minnesota, the one senator. They'll constantly rile people up. And then when they actually cause policies that hurt people, they're virtual signaling on TV. It's really annoying.
Well, let's take a look further into how these policies have hurt people, because as we've, you know, moved forward into understanding more and more about the disaster, we've also learned more and more about the policies that Republicans have been hawkishly supporting that have made this even worse. Let's see what they said on CNN.
So according to four officials inside FEMA, that federal response may not have been as fast as it might have been. They say that a new rule that any expenditure over $100,000 needed sign-off from Secretary Noem slowed the federal response. These sources tell us that FEMA's deployment of urban search and rescue teams, which are typically deployed in anticipation they might be needed, instead was delayed until Monday, 3 days after the flood. Now, a source also tells us that a request Texas made for FEMA aerial imagery to aid in the search was also delayed, waiting for Secretary Noem's approval. Now, additionally, multiple FEMA officials say that they were taken aback by the agency's relatively limited response in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. CNN has reached out to FEMA for comment. So far, no reply from the agency. However, a DHS spokeswoman more generally told CNN that FEMA is, in her words, quote, shifting from bloated DC-centric dead weight to a lean, deployable disaster force that empowers state actors to provide relief for their citizens.
We're getting more and more information about how political this is. You and I already had a conversation about when they say don't politicize it normally to cover up how their own policies are affecting this. But what I'm wondering is, if there's anything Democrats can do right now to take this opportunity when everybody's talking about disaster response and try and salvage some of what the Republicans have been pulling apart.
Immediately, Democratic politicians need to connect the dots. First of all, I find it hilarious that all of a sudden Republicans are like, we don't want to federalize a disaster. A disaster should be kept or held up by the states. The states should take care of the disasters. Meanwhile, less than a month ago, Trump deployed the National Guard and the Marines to California against the explicit objection of Governor Gavin Newsom. So they don't care about states' rights. They're just using that as an excuse.
By the way, Mexico just sent fucking firefighters up to help people in Texas because, as always in this country, we still rely on people from Mexico who are crossing the border to help us and make the country a better place. But, you know, only when we feel like it.
And one of the key points that Democrats can point out right here is that Republicans spread conspiracy theories. Elected officials in a top-down way spread conspiracy theories in Texas that if they take the funds to install a new siren, to get new meteorologists and field offices, if they take those funds during the Biden admin, then Biden will be able to take away their houses or force them to wear masks. There were all these crazy conspiracy theories going on. You can watch the town halls from the Biden era. So these towns like Kerr County, they've rejected the funds necessary to stop this disaster, all because Republicans spread conspiracy theories. So it all just goes back to, like, Republicans get free rein to spread conspiracy theories, to say false shit that cost people's lives, and then they clutch their pearls on TV because Democrats are trying to politicize it or whatever, when it's inherently political. It's just annoying.
And one of the big things they do in their spreading conspiracy theories, by the way, is they exploit the fact that their voter base is less likely to ask questions than the Democratic voter base. So they say, you know, they'll make some sort of crazy assertion or ask some ridiculous question that is completely unfair, and then just say, I'm just looking into it. I'm just asking. I'm not saying that this is the point that I'm making, but, you know, it's fair to ask. But, you know, I think we all know one of the real superheroes of the Republican conspiracy theory world is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene famously just kind of got away with saying that there were Jewish space lasers that controlled the weather, which, as a Jewish person, I can say sounds like it would be kind of awesome if I got one of those, because maybe I could make New York a little bit more bearable in the fucking summer. I'm in Parkland, Florida right now. I would do anything to control the weather. I'm literally in the Everglades. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is always really big on conspiracy theories. And one of the ones she's gotten really into, and a lot of people in MAGA have, is in relation to cloud seeding. Now, I wasn't entirely sure what cloud seeding was, but I looked a little further into it, and it is a form of weather modification that is focused on rain enhancement and hail suppression. It's an eco-friendly method to increase precipitation, dispersing tiny particles into clouds that stimulate the formation of extra water droplets or ice crystals, which speeds up precipitation. It's also used to minimize hail damage. So it is a form of weather modification. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, Miss Jewish Space Lasers herself, has said she's going to introduce a bill to address weather modification.
Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet where she was like, I don't want humans putting chemicals into the atmosphere. That's the very last thing we want. It's funny because she wraps up in conspiratorial language the conclusion that we arrived to a decade ago. Congrats, you just found out that climate change exists, Marjorie.
Now, somebody who runs a cloud seeding business that operates in Texas, cloud seeding covers literally like a sixth of Texas. He was asked on Fox News what we have to say about these conspiracy theories. And instead of approaching it with some sort of scientific response, he had something else to say.
People can listen to longer form interviews that you have done about some of the safety and research that you've done on what you use to cloud seed. Now, I want you to please address a larger question, which is one that is somewhat broad and perhaps even religious.
Oh, my God, dude.
Are you playing God? Are you messing with things that you shouldn't be messing with when it comes to the weather?
I get this question all the time, and I totally think it makes sense to ask it. My intention is to serve God. I think that in Genesis 1:26 or 28, and then throughout the Psalms and the rest of the Bible, God tells us to take dominion over and steward creation, both for our sake, creation's itself, and then to honor him. Then we should deploy those for the sake of tending to and stewarding the world. And if we weren't to do that, if we were to ban cloud seeding wholesale, despite knowing that it's safe, despite knowing it could help alleviate these problems, we'd be abdicating our God-given responsibility to be stewards of the world.
Okay, let's address what
he actually shredded that. He explained that very well. He went on Fox News and kind of rolled through their conspiracy theories and wrapped it in their own lens, their own framework of, hey, when God gives you these tools, this technology, these opportunities, you use these tools for your disposal, which is pretty sick.
He kind of slayed with that. I mean, he used like conspiracy language, like you said, to effectively tackle these conspiracies. It's just so interesting seeing someone advocate in favor of science using the very language that is almost exclusively used to attack science. But listen, from what I've observed, cloud seeding seems like a completely strong strategy for affecting drought-stricken areas. Bria DiCarlo, who's a meteorologist for the South Texas Weather Modification Association, says it's an effective strategy. And there really is no explanation for how cloud seeding could have possibly impacted the floods in Texas, especially given what cloud seeding actually has the capacity to do, how much precipitation it's able to create versus the insane amount that they saw in the areas that were affected by the floods. But another disaster, another attempt from MAGA to simultaneously not politicize it, but also spread political conspiracy theories that normally supplement things about the deep state and with Marjorie Taylor Greene and such, normally the Jews. Another day in MAGA, another terrible tragedy. Adam, thanks so much for joining. Everybody, do your own research. And if you see a conspiracy theory and it's being spread by someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe think twice before you believe it.
Say something. If you see a conspiracy theory, say something.
If you see something, say something. Thanks so much, everybody. See y'all soon.
All right. If you made it this far in the video, comment, hi, Adam. Remember, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Time, the Chris and Adam Show will go live on this channel. Don't miss it. We also have the Mockler Media launch happening this month as we create merch in the background. We're developing new shows, new IP, intellectual property under the Mockler Media umbrella, where we do debates or discussions. Or if you saw my Pierce Morgan panel, imagine doing that on a regular basis and just punching back against MAGA in a way we can control the narrative rather than them controlling the narrative. So subscribe for that. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.